Penguin Random House Audio presents Never Coming Back by Tim Weaver. Read for you by David Borkum.
Part 1. December 2007. Chapter 1. When the night came, it came fast. The sky yellowed like a week-old bruise. And then the sun began its descent into the desert floor, dropping out of the clouds as if it were falling. The further it fell, the quicker the sky changed, until the sun was gone from view and all that remained was a smear of red cloud, like a bloodstain above the Mojave. The city limits emerged from the darkness about 20 minutes later. To start with, just small single-story satellite towns, streetlights flickering in the shadows either side of the interstate. Then, as the I-5 carved its way through the southern highlands, a brighter, more persistent glow. Housing estates, strip malls and vast tracts of undeveloped land, illuminated by billboards and the orange tang of sodium lights. And then the neon. Casinos, motels and diners unfurling beyond the freeway. Finally, as I came off the interstate at exit 36, I saw the strip for the first time, its dazzling monolithic structures rising out of the flatness of the desert like a star going supernova. Even a quarter of a mile short of its parking garage, I knew the Mandalay Bay would be a step up from the last time I'd stayed in Las Vegas. On my first trip to the city 5 years before, the newspaper had taken care of the booking and left me to rot in a downtown grind joint called the George. George, I later found out, was casino lingo for a good tipper.